even though both leaders of the legislature have now been charged in corruption schemes worth millions of dollars, there's almost no chance that lawmakers will enact any new ethics reforms before they leave, much to the dismay of reformers, including NYPERG's Blair Horner.
Albany is frozen with a head-in-the-sand syndrome, where they're seemingly incapable of dealing with the ramifications of the arrests of the Speaker and the Senate Majority Leader, and God knows what else is going to happen.
Some issues that are still being discussed include an education tax credit for donors who want to give up to $1 million to private school scholarships for poor children and also to enrichment programs at their choice of public schools. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.